Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Chris James. And I still don't have any intro music. I just might leave it this way. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Organic Man Coffee Trike. Best coffee in the universe. Without coffee, the human race would have packed it in long ago. Coffee brought about the Industrial Revolution. Pick up the best coffee in the world at 4501 McPherson. Their new hours are 6:30 to 7 p.m. That's 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you aren't in Laredo, you can buy the best coffee in the universe at organicmancoffeetrike.shop. Sunday, July 16th, 2023. At 2 p.m., I will be speaking at the McAllen Public Library, 4001 North 23rd Street. I'll be telling the story about the flying disc that crashed in Mexico in 1948. Come on by and see what I look like in person. I might even be selling a few books there. Saturday, August 26th, I will be at the Wonderland UFO Festival in San Antonio, 4522 Fredericksburg Road. The event starts at 10 a.m. and finishes up at about 6 p.m. Air conditioning will be on. It's inside a mall and it's free to attend. So come by and see what everybody is talking about. Several of these following reports came from the Phantoms and Monsters website. Since there were several, I figured I should give them a mention. I also found some of these repeated on other sites. It's hard to figure out which stories are true and which just might be made up. That's the problem with the internet, the folks that tell you what's true and what's not. The Department of Truth, well, they don't exactly tell the truth. So sometimes you just have to guess or read a whole lot and try and figure out what sounds true and what sounds like it's made up. Considering a huge black creature has been seen all over the place, including Laredo, I kind of go with the idea that there is something out there that people are seeing. Everybody is not lying, crazy, seeing things. A huge winged creature has been seen in all parts of the United States. There are also stories of a creature like this in other parts of the world, but I'm just going to focus on this country for today. A flying humanoid is one thing. It could be described as maybe an angel, maybe a giant bird. There are some stories in other parts, got to the wrong line again. The reports I'm going to be going over have wings like a bat. Huge leathery wings that are usually left for describing demons. They never show angels with bat wings, and they never show demons with bird wings. The few witnesses who actually got a good look at the creature or the creature's face said it looked like something out of a nightmare. I tried to get the stories into chronological order, but I've probably messed up on a few. Some of them jump around. They cover more than 1 or 2 years. I will start out with the Van Meter, Iowa sighting, which was September 29th, 1903. A creature that came to be known as the Van Meter Visitor, or Monster, was seen in and around the town the nights of Tuesday, September 29th through October 3rd. The creature was only seen at night, and it drove many town residents to stay inside and lock their doors, which would have decreased the number of sightings. The folks who laid eyes on the thing said it was about 8 feet tall, half man, half beast, with huge leathery bat wings. There were horns on its head. Some people said there were two, and some said there was only one. And a few people said that it emitted a bright white light. Some folks were convinced that this was just the Jersey Devil, which had somehow moved from New Jersey to Ohio, or correction, Iowa. This would have been over a 1,000-mile voyage, but nobody knows how far these creatures were able to travel, or if there was more than one creature. Not everybody saw the bright light coming from the monster. Some only heard its wings flapping overhead at night. Others saw the monster perched on a rooftop, but they didn't see any light. Those who did see it said the creature had turned the light on them to confuse them or blind them. The first reported sighting was in the downtown area. Several people all saw this creature as it flew over the rooftops. It was around 1 in the morning, but many folks were pulled from their sleep by this bright light and the sounds of the wings flapping. By morning, the story of the late-night visitor was the talk of the town. U.G. Griffith was the first person to come out and say he'd seen this weird flying creature. Once the story was out, others began to tell about their sightings. Griffith said he was asleep at home when a bright light coming in his window woke him. He went to the window to see what was going on, thinking that somebody was shining a searchlight in the downtown area. The first use of searchlights using carbon arc technology occurred during the siege of Paris during the Franco-Prussian War. The Royal Navy used searchlights in 1882 to dazzle and prevent Egyptian forces from being able to man their artillery guns at Alexandria. So searchlights have been around for a while. When Griffith approached the source of the light, something huge jumped to a different rooftop across the street, and then it disappeared into the night. The next night, around the same time, Dr. Alcott, the town doctor, was sleeping in the room above his office. Like Griffith, he was also awoken by a bright light shining in his window. He rushed out to confront whoever was shining the light. Gun in hand, he was shocked to discover the Van Meter visitor, which he described as a humanoid with bat-like wings. He also saw that the blinding light coming from the blunt horn in the creature's forehead. He attempted to shoot the creature, firing his weapon 5 times. He noticed there was no effect on the creature, and he fled back into his home. Clarence Dunn had heard about Dr. Alcott's experience as well as Griffith's, and he decided he was going to keep an eye on the bank at night. He worked there. He went to the bank, bringing his shotgun, in order to drive off or kill whatever this bizarre creature was. He actually thought that these were burglars trying to scare people, and then they were going to rob the bank when everybody was too afraid to come out and confront them. Like the other two men, at about 1 a.m., the Van Meter visitor made its presence known. Unlike the other encounters, Dunn said he heard a strangling noise outside the front door of the bank. He went to see what was making this sound, and as he passed the huge window on the front wall, the light came in, blinding him. Dunn aimed towards the light and fired, taking out the window. Glass flew everywhere, but the creature just moved away unharmed. The next morning, outside the bank, they discovered several sets of three-toed footprints. He made plaster casts of them, but over the years, the casts have been lost, set aside somewhere, and nobody knows where they are. Maybe somebody has them in a trunk in their attic, or more than likely, they're in a box sitting at the dump. Now, people just don't know what's valuable until later on in life. Maybe someday somebody will find them and bring them to light. More sightings were reported over the next 3 days. This included O.V. White, the owner of the local hardware store, who saw the monster asleep on a telephone pole and tried to shoot it. As White was trying to shoot the thing, it emitted a horrible smell, a combination of ammonia and sulfur. Mr. White's neighbor, Sidney Gregg, also saw the creature as it dismounted the pole and flew through town, heading towards the old coal mine on the outskirts of town. Fed up by some kind of a monster terrorizing their town, the citizens formed a posse and went looking for the beast. Since it had been flying towards the mine and nobody ever saw it during daylight hours, they guessed it must be sleeping underground and only coming out at night. The posse converged on the mine. They staked out the entrance to the tunnel and waited. They wanted to be sure that this was where the creature hung out. Once the sun had set and it was almost too dark to see, two creatures emerged from the mine. One was about half of the size of the other. The two creatures flew away into the darkness. There were no reports of any sightings of the two creatures that night from town. The posse waited for the things to return. Before sunup, the two were back, landing in front of the mine entrance and then walking on their tiny short little legs back into the tunnel. Once it was light enough to work, the men sent word into town to send out several wagon loads of supplies. The entrance to the mine was bricked shut. As far as the Van Meter was concerned, this was the last sighting of their monster. Mothman was not described as having bat wings, but it was never really described as looking like a moth either. There are reports of a giant flying creature from 60 years before the creature was given a name. During the early 1900s, scores of miners in West Virginia died from roof collapses, explosions, and fires every year. Large-scale disasters were frequent. Mine safety laws in West Virginia were the weakest in the country, and what laws did exist had few, if any, provisions to enforce. To make matters worse, miners in the state had to contend with low pay, long hours, and living in a town that was provided by the company. They didn't receive money like what the rest of the world would get. They received what was called scrip, which was only redeemable at the company store. And of course, everything at the company store cost more. So you were pretty much a slave to the companies. They claim that they did away with slavery at the end of the Civil War, but, well, didn't. At around this time, a huge flying creature with a wingspan of about 12 feet was being seen and talked about all over the state. Mothman appeared throughout West Virginia during World War I, and still only being referred to as a huge flying thing or creature. The witnesses said it was very dark, maybe had reddish feathers or fur, or maybe just skin. The coloring glistened in the sunlight. The creature then showed up several times during and immediately after World War II. In one incident, two motorists were driving down the highway in 1961 when a gray creature, covered in dark-colored feathers or fur, stepped out onto the road, right in front of their vehicle. It stood there for a few seconds before flying away. Sometime around September or October 1966, a National Guard unit was out on maneuvers near Point Pleasant when they spotted a huge winged man flying from one tree to another. The creature was seen by the entire unit, who watched it, not knowing what they were looking at. After taking flight and moving around a bit just above the ground, it flew away. According to West Virginia Department of Commerce, Mothman was seen on November 12, 1966. Five men were digging a grave near the town of Clendenin, West Virginia, when they spotted a strange creature in a nearby tree. The gravediggers described this otherworldly entity as a brown human being with wings, and the witnesses said after taking off from its perch, the monster flew directly over them. They all got a good look at it. The big story came about November 15th, 1966, when this creature chased that car from the TNT site. What they reported seeing was a giant bird with red glowing eyes. A local newspaper reporter, Mary Heyer, wrote up the story for the Point Pleasant Register under the headline, "Couples See Man-Sized Bird Creature Something." The Point Pleasant Register was under the Athens Messenger when the story of a big bird seen in Point Pleasant wound up on the editor's desk. He didn't like the name Big Bird, and so he changed it to Mothman because of the Batman craze that was going on at the time. The Mothman of Point Pleasant is a whole show by itself. I did a show back in November 5th, 2016, and you can find it on YouTube or iHeartRadio. The creature the locals referred to as Bat Squatch first appeared sometime around 1980. The people living or traveling through the Mount St. Helens area said they saw a huge winged human flying around the mountain. Most only caught a brief glimpse of the creature. A few said it looked like it had wings like a bat. May 8, 1980, Mount St. Helens blew its top and changed the landscape forever. April 19, 1994, at about 9:30 a.m., 18-year-old Brian Canefield was driving a truck near Buckley, Washington, in the foothills of Mount Rainier, which is about 30 miles northeast of Mount St. Helens. Canefield's truck came to a sudden and abrupt stop. The first thing he tried to do was restart his vehicle, but it was completely dead. A bizarre-looking creature stepped out of the tree line about 30 feet in front of his truck. The creature was described as 9 feet tall, with bluish fur. It had a wolf-like face, yellow eyes, tufted ears, and a large mouth filled with white teeth. Its feet were described as bird-like, and on its back were two huge wings attached at the shoulders. After an undetermined length of time, the creature unfolded its wings, which looked to be 15 feet across, covered in dark skin like a bat. The thing took off with such force that Canefield's truck shook with the disturbance of air. Shocked into disbelief, Canefield tried the key once more, and his truck started right up. He wasted no time getting back home. Having such an encounter, Brian told his mother about it. He then told his friend as well. Eventually, the three decided to drive back to the site and look for any evidence. They searched both sides of the road, but found nothing. C.R. Roberts, a local reporter, heard about the encounter, and he went to interview Canefield. The witness's story was so believable, the reporter sent in a 800-word news story that was printed up on April 24, 1994. In Downers Grove, Illinois, sometime in 2012, a couple of men were sitting in the backyard. It was a pleasant summer evening, and they had a bonfire going. There was an arboretum close by, and so they had seen just about every wild creature that flew or walked on the ground. One of the two spotted something unusual in a tree just a few yards over. He pointed it out to the other man, and they both looked at something in the tree that neither of them could really identify. This creature was hard to focus on, being a black shape in the shadow of the trees, but they could see it whenever it would move. The creature suddenly dropped from the branch it was on and fell towards the ground. As it went, huge bat-like wings opened up and the thing began to glide through the air. It wasn't flapping its wings, but sailing like a condor. The creature began to gain altitude, and it glided away into the night. At no time from first sighting until the bat thing was gone did it make any sound. Near the same town, crossing a bridge over the Kankakee River, there was another sighting. A man was driving over the river on I-55 when something huge and black came flying from under the bridge. It looped around and crossed right in front of his car. It was close enough, it filled the windshield completely. The driver didn't have the time to focus on the shape. He was too busy trying to not hit the side of the bridge. The flying thing was gone as quickly as it appeared. Cherry Hill, New Jersey, in 2012, a woman and her daughter were out riding their bikes. The sun had gone down, but there was a full moon, so visibility was quite good. The pair stopped to visit a friend, and they were standing in the driveway talking. During the conversation, the woman glanced up towards the moon. A huge shape was visible in the moonlight. It must have had a 12-foot wingspan. The wings were shaped like a bat's wings. Looking up at this thing, the mother thought she was seeing the thing from the movie Jeepers Creepers. Startled, she lifted one hand up and said, "What is that?" Everybody turned, looking in the direction she was pointing. They were kind of laughing, thinking she was going to point out a UFO or a meteor. As they located this bizarre creature, everybody fell silent. The creature kept flying across the sky, its wings slowly flapping. Nobody could think of anything to say. It was all just too weird. In all, there were five witnesses who all described the exact same thing. Finally, the daughter asked, "What was that thing?" to which the mother had no answer. The thing vanished from sight, leaving the people standing in the driveway wondering what it had been, where it had gone, and would it come back. At home, the mother went online and searched for information concerning weird things flying in the night. She looked at all the usual sightings, such as Mothman, Jersey Devil, flying humanoids. She came across another report close to where they lived. Just outside of Cherry Hill, a couple were on their way to get together. They were driving through the countryside with tall trees on both sides of the road. They were passing under some power lines where the trees had been cleared, forming a wide open path. In the middle of the open space was a flying man with huge bat wings. The witnesses got the driver's attention, and they both looked at this creature. It was huge, black, and flying right along the high lines. The creature vanished from sight into the distance. I've been writing nonfiction books since 2015. My first book, The Laredo Paranormal Research Society, was going to be my last because nonfiction is a lot of work. I swore I'd never do another. I wrote Fort McIntosh and the paranormal after we did way too many ghost hunts and guest events at the local college. While doing the research for Fort McIntosh, I was given dozens of stories that just didn't go with the fort, but did take place in Laredo. I managed to write Paranormal Laredo while collecting stories I was told about sightings that took place close to my house. David was driving home after drinking a few beers. He was lightheaded, but he wasn't drunk. As he turned north onto McPherson, something hit his pickup, causing it to bounce. He looked in his side mirror to see if he had hit something, and then he glanced in the rear view mirror. In the bed of his truck sat a huge creature. It looked like a giant bat, like the thing from the movie Jeepers Creepers. The skin was shiny black, and its elbows were touching both sides of the truck's bed. David screamed, and he hit the brakes. Bad idea. This caused the creature to slide forward and hit the back window of his cab, and now it's only inches from the back of his head. The sudden impact caused him to hit the gas. The acceleration made the creature tumble backwards and bounce over the tailgate. David did his best to get as far away as he could without breaking too many speed laws. One person seeing an odd creature might be explained away as an overactive imagination. I was still collecting stories, and I would ask folks if they had ever seen a ghost, a UFO, or a cryptid. During a ghost hunt, one of our guests told me about her sighting. Judith lived on the south side of Laredo, near Highway 83 South. Her and her friend Daniela were sitting outside her home on the tailgate of a pickup truck. Daniela was facing over Judith's shoulder towards a tree in the yard, but she had her eyes closed because they were both laughing about something. Judith caught movement from the corner of her eye. She stopped laughing and said, "Did you see that?" Up in the tree was a huge creature. It was all black, and its skin was hairless and shiny like it was made out of latex. It had huge wings like a bat. The shape brought to mind the creature from the movie Jeepers Creepers. Judith's mouth just dropped open, and all she could say was, "Jeepers Creepers." The creature flew right over the two and landed on a tree across the street from them. Daniela ran to the cab of her truck, but Judith was in some sort of shock and couldn't move. Daniela had to come back and help her off the tailgate and escort her to the front door of her house. Once she was safely inside, Daniela jumped in the truck and drove away. That's not the only sightings in Laredo of this creature. In 2012, on the south side of Laredo, somewhere around Cielito Lindo neighborhood, a witness saw a huge bat-like creature flying overhead. It was too far away to get a good look, but it definitely was not a bird. It had bat wings, and it flew in that swooping pattern that bats use. It flew away into the distance, but the witness swears that this thing was way too big to have been any normal bat. 2016, somebody saw a giant bat flying over the Laredo College South Campus, which is west-northwest from Cielito Lindo. This took place right at sundown. Once again, the witness was certain it was not a bird. It was huge, black, and bat-shaped. Rio Bravo, Texas, which is south of Laredo. One night, 13-year-old Pablo was riding his bike. He was passing the river when he heard something splashing in the water. It sounded big, and he stopped to see what was making so much noise. A huge creature came up from the river and flew away into the night. Pablo watched in horror, thinking he had just seen the creature from the movie Jeepers Creepers. Over the years, there have been about a dozen other witnesses who have all said they saw the same creature in either the south side of Laredo, Rio Bravo, or El Ceniso. Pablo told me that there used to be a tree right in the curve in Espejo Molina Road leading to El Ceniso. A man had hung himself from the tree, or maybe he had been murdered and it was made to look like a suicide. After this incident, many people had car accidents right next to the tree. Many folks would say they swerved to avoid hitting a man who darted out in front of them. The man would vanish once the vehicle was off in the bushes. There were so many accidents next to the tree that people got together and they cut it down. Years later, a man did run out in front of a car, but he was real. He was hit by a car right next to where the tree used to stand. When the paramedics arrived, the man was laying in the road, but he seemed conscious and alert. He was able to answer all their questions, and he said he lived in a building nearby. Well, the building he was pointing to was a storage shed. Nobody on the scene knew it at the time, but the man was bleeding internally, and he didn't make it to the hospital. People have also reported seeing this strange creature standing in the brush on the side of the road. Espejo Molina Road runs from US 83 past Rio Bravo south to El Ceniso. It's a dark drive late at night. In 2019, several people driving along the road reported seeing a huge creature standing just off the side of the road, right where the tree used to be. They all said it reminded them of the movie Jeepers Creepers. It was seen standing right next to that tree that was no longer there. People up north and around Chicago have seen what they describe as a giant bat with a human body and face. Some say that this is Mothman, the same creature that terrorized Point Pleasant back in 1966-67. Mid-April 2017, a man was sitting in his car. He was facing north in the driveway of his home near Palmyra, Wisconsin. He was finishing up a phone call and he had started some time ago. It was about 10:30, maybe 10:45 p.m. It was raining and he didn't want to run through the rain while still trying to talk, so he just sat there looking around out the window as he was speaking to his friend. He spotted a man standing in the rain. The guy was huge and very dark. He was only about 6 or 8 feet away. The witness realized this was not a man. The witness was so shocked that he told his friend on the phone he was looking at some kind of a giant bat. The creature was shiny as the rain ran down its sides. The wings were wrapped around the body, much like how a bat will fold its wings when it's asleep. The witness couldn't see the bottom half of the face, but what he could see gave him the creeps. The eyes were solid black. Wanting to know what he was seeing, the witness turned on his headlights. Now he could see what indeed was a 7 to 8 foot tall bat creature. The body was shaped close to human, but hard to make out with the wings wrapped around it. The thing was very muscular. It had a very dangerous feel to it. As the witness watched, the creature suddenly moved away in a blur. 1 second it was standing there, then it was gone. The witness managed to bolster his courage enough to jump from his vehicle and run for the safety of his house. Once inside, he had a restless night, thinking about what he had seen and where it might have gotten to. A week after his shocking visit, the witness received a call from the same friend. His friend said when he'd heard the story of a giant bat creature, he'd thought the witness was either losing it or having a laugh at his expense. Later, he saw a news report stating that several others in the same area had been seeing a giant bat creature, and many folks had called the sheriff's department to file a report. What was seen that dark night 2017 has me wondering. Could this be the same creature seen about a dozen people in Laredo, or is there more than one monster bat creature running around the country? Home Island, Florida is the location of numerous sightings over the past several decades. Home Island is off the west coast of Florida. It's a small island that, up until recently, it didn't have many amenities. At night, when the sun went down, it got dark. No streetlights. Being a small island, people usually walked everywhere they needed to go. Folks out walking in the dark had become aware of something following them. The thing was huge. Some say it was 7 or 8 feet tall. It was dressed in a black, wide-brimmed hat, long black coat that drug on the ground. People walking along dark streets when they hear or perceive something behind them. The thing is always just far enough away so the witnesses can't get a real good look at its face. It walks along behind them, stopping when they stop, or walking faster when they do. A few people have said the thing has hooves instead of feet. They hear the crunch of gravel as it walks. Once in the safety of their homes, the thing has been known to hang around outside. It stands across the street watching the house all night, or on occasion, people say they hear it walking across the roof. People have been haunted in their dreams by this thing. Many believe this thing can somehow get inside their heads and cause nightmares involving it, chasing or capturing them. People wake up in the morning feeling far worse than when they went to bed. People liken the creature to a demon or a monster. It wasn't until 2001, when the movie Jeepers Creepers came out, that people had something to compare it to. People who had seen the thing and then the movie swore that this creature had escaped from the big screen. The story of the creeper having persisted for decades on the island, a few people have seen this thing with huge bat wings. The wings are hidden under the coat until needed. A cryptid is an unknown animal. This bat creature has been seen wearing a coat and sometimes a hat. Though not technically in Laredo, the Columbia Bridge is considered to be Laredo territory. There isn't any towns nearby. The only people living out there are ranchers and their workers. If you work at the Columbia Bridge, you live in Laredo. In 2008 or 2009, a customs agent was working the bridge. He spotted a man walking across from the Mexican side. Foot traffic is not allowed on this bridge, only vehicles. Wondering what this guy's doing, the agent walked towards him to ask if just maybe there was some kind of a problem. Maybe the guy broke down, needed a wrecker, or maybe there was some kind of a medical emergency. As the agent grew closer to the walker, he noticed this guy was covered in mud. He looked like he'd been rolling around under the bridge before walking out onto it. The walker began to open his coat. It was full length and it hung down to his feet. As the coat opened, the man stopped walking and he leapt up into the air. He then flew away into the night. The agent was so shook up by his encounter, he was forced to seek professional help to deal with what he had witnessed, to try to drive the images from his mind, or at least help him to get sleep at night. Webb County, there are 4 international bridges from Mexico to the United States, 3 of which are actually in Laredo, and then the one that's 20 miles north of town. Bridge 1 is for pedestrians and vehicle traffic. Bridge number 2 is just vehicle traffic and people being returned from Mexico. Bridge number 3, also known as the Columbia Bridge, is the one outside of town. That's also only for vehicle traffic. And bridge number 4 is the World Trade Bridge, which is commercial vehicles only. At about 3 a.m., another customs agent was working his post at bridge number 1 when he spotted a man walking north along the side of the bridge. The man looked odd, dressed in an old-style coat that hung down to the ground at his feet. On occasion, smugglers have been known to walk towards the center of the bridge, and then they bolt across the traffic lanes, cutting through one of the inspection stations carrying unknown contraband. This happens a lot, and nobody's ever been able to figure out how to stop it. We used to have a guy rode a bike, and they would see him coming. But he was fast, and nobody could ever catch the guy. We don't know what he was carrying. He only did it for a couple of weeks, and then he disappeared. Anyway, getting back to the story, the customs agent thought that this guy might be a smuggler trying to get through the lines. When the agent was about 15 feet from the man leaped straight up in the air and flew away, just like the other one. There were several bridge personnel in the building right next to the river. Many of them had been looking out the window as the man flew away. They all had a fairly good look at this guy and what he did. Once the custom agent had collected himself, he walked back to his post. The people who had seen this interaction all asked him what had happened. Several wanted to know if the man had actually flown away the way they had seen it. The agent was at a loss as to what he had seen. The trouble with sightings like this is somebody has it, and they keep it to themselves. They don't want to tell anybody. That's why these two customs agents never conversed. It's just because I ask people if they've ever had a weird sighting, and some of these people will say, yeah, this is what I saw, but don't use my name. Back during the Great War, the war to end all wars, better known as World War I, foot traffic on Bridge 1 was stopped at sundown. Then it would start up again at sunup. A man was seen walking north from Mexico dressed in a long coat. Soldiers were stationed at the bridge and they ordered him to stop, but he kept coming. He was opening his coat when the soldiers opened fire, hitting him several times. Authorities from the Mexican side of the bridge rushed out, grabbed the body, and drug it away. Nobody ever said what the man was doing or if he was armed or not. It was one of those unexplained things that happened during war. This would have been right about where the man jumped into the air and flew away. Is it related? I don't know. 2016, a truck driver was cruising along 322 heading west in Chesterland, Ohio. He was hauling the daily newspapers that had to be delivered before morning. It was a foggy night, making visibility a bit hard, so he was keeping it down below 50 miles an hour. Ahead, he spotted a dark figure flying right at him. The thing was huge, and it looked like it was going to crash right through the windshield. The driver hit the brakes and then ducked down to try to avoid being smashed by this thing. As the creature was almost at the windshield, it swerved upwards, clearing the roof of the truck. Now, this was followed by a loud thud. It had cleared the roof, but it smashed into the box behind the cab. The driver managed to get his truck stopped, and he jumped from the cab to see what he had hit and how bad the damage was to his truck. There was nothing stuck to the box, and the damage was minimal. The driver walked to the back of the truck looking for this giant thing he'd hit, or more than that, it had hit him. The moonlight was bright, and he could see a huge black shape laying in the road behind his truck. It looked odd, and he began to walk back to get a better look. As he was getting closer, this thing rolled onto its front and stood up on two human-like legs. This thing was well over 7 feet tall. It turned and it looked at the truck driver. The eyes were bright red and they glowed in the dark. It extended huge bat wings, jumped into the air, and the thing flew away. Thinking this creature might be coming back, the driver ran back to his cab and jumped in. He got going, driving away as fast as it was safe to do so. Thinking about what he'd just run into, literally, the truck driver said it was the creeper from the movie. 2017, a man was driving to his home in Thornton Township, Illinois. In the sky ahead of him, he could see a bat-winged humanoid flying through the sky. From his car, the man was convinced he was seeing Mothman. Instead of a giant bird, he could see this thing had bat wings. It was flying over the town, and then it disappeared into the night. Garland, Texas, a father, mother, and son all saw a huge winged man flying through the sky in their neighborhood. Around the same time as the sightings of the flying man, there were also some weird lights seen in the sky. On three different occasions, the family saw a winged humanoid flying near their home. These sightings took place between May and November of 2020. The flying creature was described as looking just like the creeper from the movie, Jeepers Creepers. They described it as a thin, dark-colored human-like body with arms and legs, large bat wings that had a span of at least 15 feet. They couldn't see the face or the head. On one occasion, the winged humanoid flew over them at a short distance, about 50 feet or so. They all felt a strange pressure, like what happens when you climb up in altitude in an airplane. That seemed to be coming from the being. They never heard any sounds of the winged creature. During the second sighting, the creature landed in a neighbor's tree. It sat there for a few minutes and then it flew away. Anytime the family mentioned these sightings to friends or family, they were looked at as if they were crazy, confused, or just spreading tales. In the same time period, the family had seen an unexplained series of lights in the sky. The husband and wife were out walking one night when they heard a shrill screaming sound coming from the darkness ahead. Thinking some animal was in distress, they cautiously walked towards the sound. Instead of an animal, they saw a blue and a red orb in the sky. These lights were in the area that the sound was coming from. The two orbs merged into one huge white light, and then it zipped away. Just as a guess, I would say they had been close to a portal as it opened or closed. Many people report loud sounds associated with portals. Could this bat creature be coming and going through a portal to another dimension? August 2nd, 2022, a woman was out walking a nature trail in Redmond Reservoir with her boyfriend. This was a nearly nightly thing to get out of their apartment and get a little exercise. The trail wasn't that long, so they would make a few circuits around to get the most out of their walks. On their second trip around the park, they spotted a large bird sitting in a tree near the trail. It was on the other side of a bridge that they would soon cross. She pointed out the bird to her boyfriend, who said it was probably just a goose. As they were crossing the bridge, they heard a terrified scream, followed by the bird jumping into the air and flying away. They could see it had arms and legs like a human, along with huge bat wings. The woman who had screamed went running past the couple en route to the car park nearby. They wanted to follow the running woman, but were frozen watching the creature flying towards the buildings near the park. They could see this huge bat wings with a human-like body. They finally hoofed it back home, looking around overhead just in case. The creature never came back as far as they could tell. October 25th, 2022, in Little Village, Chicago, a woman and her father were at the grocery store. Once finished, they walked out and crossed 32nd Street, heading to where they had parked their car. They both heard the sound of a small child crying. It was close, and they both looked around to see who was in trouble. The father noticed where the sound was coming from and he pointed it out to his daughter. She looked across the street to a brick fence. Sitting atop one of the pillars, right next to where their car was sitting, was a black creature. It was about 4 feet tall. This thing had big black wings and a long pointy tail. Its eyes were bright red, as if glowing from within. Its skin was so black it looked like it was actually absorbing light. The thing was looking right at these two people. The crying sound was coming from it. If you all remember when I told about Lala Chusa, how she would lure people into the dark at night by making the sound of a crying child. Similar. The man and his daughter moved quickly to their vehicle. The woman pushed the key fob to unlock the door. As the sound of the vehicle unlocking, the thing spread its wings. It made a sound that was similar to what the car had made, and then it jumped into the air and flew away. They drove home quickly, and they told the rest of the family about their shopping adventure. The mother suspected they had seen Lala Chusa, or a bruja, a witch. The thing sounded more like a giant bat creature. The folks in Hollywood have a weird idea. Anytime a paranormal story is told, they have to have the skeptic for a balanced view, as if anybody wants to hear from those people. Expedition X. Well, they sure like to write everything off as being the sighting of a giant bat from Africa. The Van Meter Monster was just a giant bat. The Jersey Devil, that was also just a bat. Their true believer is easily swayed by her co-host. That's what you call truly believing. UFO hunters had that guy, the one that didn't care how big or how good the evidence was, he just didn't believe it. Finding Bigfoot, well, they had Renee. Those of us who watch these shows aren't looking for some guy in a white lab coat to come out and tell us that the entire world population is nearsighted, crazy, or just a bunch of liars. We want to hear about paranormal stuff, not be lectured by the naysayers. Any show with commentary by folks from the Skeptical Inquirer or any of those similar organizations is short-lived on my TV set. I'm not tuning in to hear their explanations. What is being seen flying around the country that looks like a cross between a human and a bat? What does it bring to mind the Creeper movie? As far as I could find, there were no fatalities connected to any of these sightings. Then again, thousands of people go missing each year without a trace. The next time you're out walking in the dark, keep your ears open for huge flapping wings. You might want to take a weapon or two, or walk with somebody who is slower than you are. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. If you did, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies what they're missing. Tell them to tune in to Strange Things with Chris James, and maybe they'll enjoy it. Maybe they won't. If you'd like to buy a book, you can find my books at Amazon.com. There are several dozen writers named Chris James now, so your easiest way to find my books would be to look for Paranormal Laredo. That usually takes you to my author's page. If you'd like to buy a t-shirt, not necessarily the one I've got on, but a t-shirt with strange things on it so people know what you're interested in, you can find them at tpublic.shop. .com. Yeah, tpublic.com. For coffee, it's the organicmancoffeetrike.shop. Till next Saturday, this is Chris James for Strange Things. Should I hum the music? Nah, you don't want to hear that.